As a business owner, if you're creating content to grow your business, you don't want to just create the content that grows your audience and think that having a bigger audience is somehow going to magically lead to you getting more clients and customers. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Today I'm going to spend some time with you to help you figure out what type of content you should be creating for your business. This is one of the most common questions that we're asked of entrepreneurs. It's one of the biggest challenges they face is really just a feeling of overwhelm. When you know of all of the different opportunities and platforms and things that you should be doing, different funnels you could build, different places you can grow your audience, and it can get overwhelming to try to decide what to focus on. So on this episode, I'm going to help you decide what type of content to create based on your goals and what you need to be prioritizing for the stage of business that you're in right now. And I touched on this briefly in episode 2 of the podcast, where I went over the 3 main goals that you can have for your content. So I'll recap them now, but the reason I'm doing this episode is so that I can go deeper on each of these 3 goals and the content that can be created to help you accomplish each of those 3 goals. So if you haven't listened to the episode, feel free to do that. But if you're ready to start figuring out what type of content you should create, the 3 goals that you can have for your content are either to drive awareness for your business, to generate leads for your business, or to generate sales for your business, or at the very least support the salespeople that are doing the selling. Arm them with some content that's going to help make that sales process easier for them. Okay, so I'll spend a few minutes on each of these areas. But before I do, I want to share a quick story to help illustrate why this is so important. And this is fresh in my mind because we've just recently launched this podcast. You know, this is a new podcast, but I've wanted to start this podcast for over a year. We put it on hold because of the stage of business that we were in. Okay, our first year of business, our priority was not getting more attention for our business. I'll explain why in a moment. But let me dive into the story real quick. So a few years back, I'm at this conference, a podcasting conference, and I'm standing in line to get into some session or workshop or something like that. And I start talking to the person in front of me. And, you know, lo and behold, they have a podcast, right? This is an event for podcasters. So I start asking them about their show. And this guy had a really successful show. He had over 1 million downloads on his show, and he was only like a couple of years into it. It was maybe like 2 years into hosting his podcast. So that's really, really good. Like, to build an audience that quick of that size is really, really impressive. Very hard to do. Most podcasts, you know, average like 100 downloads an episode or something like that. So I started asking him about his business model. Like, this is amazing, man. You have 1 million downloads on your show. That is incredible exposure that you're getting right now. Like, what's the model behind that? You know, how are you generating revenue? And he says, oh, I'm not generating any revenue. That's why I'm at this event. I'm trying to figure out how I can get sponsors for my podcast. And I just thought, oh man, like, you could have been generating revenue so much sooner. And not even needing to consider the sponsorship model. Like, if you have 1 million people that are paying attention to you, that's more than enough to very quickly build your own business by offering products and services or creating products and services that you can provide to that audience, or at the very least referring that audience to somebody else's product or service as an affiliate. Like, for the size of your audience, the sponsorship model is probably going to be the least lucrative path for you to take if the goal is to start generating revenue. The reason I share this story, and it's the same story that I've heard from people who started blogs and people who started YouTube channels, and somehow they've been told that they need to spend several years building their audience before they can monetize and have a real business. So for years, it's a hobby that costs their time and costs their money and may not work out, and they may not even build as big of an audience as they think that they need to. So as a business owner, if you're creating content to grow your business, you don't want to just create the content that grows your audience and think that having a bigger audience is somehow going to magically lead to you getting more clients and customers. I saw back in 2019, I saw a headline on a Fox News article that an Instagram influencer with over 2 million followers like could barely sell 30 t-shirts. I forget the exact number of t-shirts, but they had a hard time selling a few dozen t-shirts to a couple million followers. And so that just speaks to the flaw in that strategy of thinking that you need to build a huge audience before you can monetize. So that's what I'm going to spend some time with you on today, is if the goal is to generate revenue from your content, to leverage your content to actually help grow your business and sell products and services, then there's three types of content you need to create. One of them is awareness content. Yes, you need to generate attention. You need to get in front of your target market. You need to be discoverable by them as they're searching for certain topics online. You want them to find your content. And so there are certain types of content that work great when the goal is brand awareness, engagement on social media, and traffic to your website. Those are all kind of the audience building type of metrics. So the types of content that work well there are the things that are free to consume, not gated, just published and available for everyone to see. So articles work really well. Podcast episodes can work really well, although it's a little bit hard to find podcast episodes if you're searching to them. So I would almost make the argument that podcasts are great for nurturing the audience you already have and building more trust with them. They're not necessarily the platform that people are going to discover you on. They're more likely to discover you because of your blog or your social media or your YouTube or something like that. So articles, podcasts, videos, images on social, ads, speaking, whether online on virtual summits and or on other podcasts or speaking in person at events. These are all ways that you can get in front of your target audience without requiring anything of them except their attention. You're not requiring their contact info. You're not trying to get them into a funnel just yet. You're just sharing content that's helpful to them, builds trust with them, gets their attention. You can do that on your own with content on your own website or by distributing that content across other platforms as well. So if your priority is we need more traffic, we need more attention, this is the type of content you create. You create articles, podcasts, videos, images, etc. Publish them on your site, distribute them on social media or on other platforms, and the metrics that you're watching are growth of your audience and traffic to your site. If your goal is to generate leads for your business, then you need to produce some content that people are actually willing to exchange their contact info for, so at the very least, their email address. And the key to giving away content in exchange for contact info is that the content itself qualifies them as a potential client for your business. So the way that I like to think about this is to take that main product or service that you have, your core offer, what's the thing that you're ultimately trying to sell? And then ask yourself, before somebody decides to solve that problem, like buy your offer because it helps them solve a certain problem or get a certain outcome, what's the thing that they need to do right before that would prime them or get them ready to solve that the problem that you help them with? So for example, if you help people publish their books, what's a step that they would need to take before they're actually ready to publish a book? They would probably need to come up with a topic for their book or have an outline for their book or maybe even have a first draft. So if you gave them some kind of a resource that helped them accomplish that first step, you've now built some trust with them. You've actually helped them. You gave them something that helps them implement what they're trying to accomplish, but they weren't able to implement everything. They were just able to implement the first step and in doing so qualify themselves as a potential customer for you. So I hope that makes sense. Now the format that that this type of content should take is the form of quizzes or self-assessments, short case studies, free guides, checklists, worksheets, webinars even. It's going to be up to you to think through like which of these possible formats makes the most sense and even test them. Like I test my ideas for free resources all the time. Sometimes they end up becoming a worksheet. Sometimes they become a guide. Sometimes they become a webinar. There's no one size fits all, right? So I like to test different ideas. But some of the criteria that you should have for the content that generates leads for you is that it's quick to consume and it solves a very specific problem that qualifies somebody as a potential client for you, but also helps them out enough to build some trust where now they'd be willing to consider what it is that you'd want to sell them. Okay, so when the goal is generate leads, create those downloadable resources, those free resources that are valuable enough that somebody would give you their contact info. That's the second type of content. The third type of content is the stuff that actually helps you generate the sale. Now, if you're selling over the phone, or if you've got salespeople that are selling over the phone, then there's some material that can help make their jobs easier. If you arm your salespeople with case studies and testimonials of clients or customers that your business has helped, or you could give them a frequently asked questions page to share with their prospects so that they're not having to overcome, you know, the same objections over and over again on these sales calls. But if your content itself has to create the sale, meaning you're selling something where it wouldn't make sense, maybe the price point's not high enough for you to justify selling over the phone, then you need to produce content that essentially is your sales presentation. If you're selling software, for example, a product demo would be great, and so would a free trial. Okay, those things, if you can get a lead as far as product demo or free trial, and that process does a good job of showcasing your product, then they can convert into a customer without having to talk to somebody. A sales page for your product or service works well. A sales video or a video sales letter. Sometimes a webinar works great. You can educate people up front and give them a pitch right there on the webinar. Having a really good sequence of follow-up emails to somebody that just became a lead, send them a series of emails that helps guide them and gives them the information they need to become a customer. So these are some examples of content you can use that helps somebody make a buying decision. So now that you're aware of what types of content it takes to accomplish each of these three goals, it's up to you to decide what you need to prioritize right now. The reason we waited over a year to launch a podcast is because we were building out the bottom of our funnel, and it took about a year. It took about a year for us to really get clear on who our perfect client was, on what to say on our free consultations, what questions to ask on our free consultations, how to send our proposals, how to price our services. We made dozens of refinements to these steps because there was no point jumping into marketing and getting more attention for our business if the sales process was broken. So we focused on our sales process and built that out to the point where now half the people that I send proposals to become clients. So I feel like that's not a leaky bucket. You know, a 50% win rate on sales calls is pretty good. And knowing what our win rate is on sales calls also helps us to determine how much we can afford to spend to create a sales call with a potential prospect as well. So anyway, we focused on the very bottom of our funnel. We developed our sales process. And then once we had that refined, we started developing content that got people to book calls with us. So we started creating application forms on our site for free consultations. And once that process was there, then we added some free resources to get leads. And so that once we have a lead, we're guiding them to ultimately booking a call with us with emails and other content and so on. So we built out our sales process, then we built out our free resources that we use to generate leads, and now we're tackling creating content to drive awareness for our business. The podcast fits into that, but again, I would also argue that the podcast helps nurture people that already know who we are, but aren't ready to work with us yet, and that's cool. I'm happy to have people listen to the show for several weeks or several months or however long it takes before they feel comfortable reaching out to us and figuring out if we can work together. I've bought that same way myself. I've like binge listened to people's podcasts for 6 months before I reached out to them to work with them. So you need to decide based on what you have in place right now, which type of content you need to prioritize. Okay, if you have a sales process that's working, you have products and services people are buying, you just need more leads, I would focus on building your marketing funnel. Build a great funnel that can generate leads for you. Once you've got a funnel that's converting and it's getting your leads to buy or book calls, whatever the goal is, then you attack creating content that drives more awareness for your business. So that could mean running more ads, that could mean starting a podcast or starting a YouTube channel, whatever the case is. If you already have an audience because you've put out a bunch of content, you get organic traffic to your site, and you're just having a hard time converting that audience into leads and sales, then you should probably focus on the middle and the bottom of your funnel and create that content that that generates leads and converts the leads into customers. So I hope that me going a little bit deeper on what type of content you should create based on what the goal is will help you to figure out what you need to prioritize right now. So just think through the journey that a potential customer goes through from first becoming aware of who you are to becoming a lead to becoming a customer, and just ask yourself, are we missing content for any of these stages? And whatever your priority is, if your priority is to grow your audience right now, or if it's to generate more leads right now, or if it's to generate more sales, figure out which ones you're going to tackle in what order, and then start putting together a plan for creating the content that will help you accomplish those goals. So I hope this was helpful for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And if you want to check out any of the free resources that we've created to help you with your content, just go to the resource section of our site, influenceandscale.com/resources. We got a bunch of stuff there, checklists, worksheets, all kinds of stuff to help you create and promote content that grows your business. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.